Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for CEO Exclusive, brought to you by Annona Enterprises.
Hi, this is John Coffin here at the CEO Executive Summit, sponsored by Vistage, and I'm here with Cal Upadladadiam, the founder and CEO of Novity, and welcome.
Hi, I'm honored to be here.
Great, thank you for joining us. If you would, Cal, tell us about your firm, and you started it 2 years ago, correct?
Yes.
Okay, tell us all about what you do.
Novity is a technology and management consulting firm based out of Atlanta.
Okay.
And founded to help companies to align and integrate business and technology and to operate effectively and to capitalize on market opportunities.
Okay. So tell me about some of the services that you would provide for your prospective clients.
Yeah. So we provide business process improvement process. So basically, one is strategy, process, and technology.
Okay.
So on the strategy, more on looking at their KPIs, understanding their metrics, their goals, and what are their disciplinary values, and how do they really achieve it, top-line revenue and growth. On the process side, basically optimization and how can they really eliminate redundancies and improve process efficiencies and streamline business processes.
Okay.
And technology is an enabler to meet their business goals.
So your consultants go on site and work with companies in that way?
Yes, we do. And also the partners are involved in it because we are a small and growing company. We tie our success to our clients. So we really value our clients. So we get, our partners get engaged too with assignments.
Okay, how did you get involved with starting the business?
Well, that's a great question. I've always been in consulting, I always wanted to start something where I could bring some change and build brand.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I always had this streak in me, entrepreneurial streak, where I really wanted to do something.
Okay.
On my own. And so I have consulting experience, as I said earlier. And I did my MBA from Kellogg, not at Northwestern University. So
right.
I wanted to leverage my business skills along with my consulting and build a brand.
And it just all came together.
Yes. Apparently, yes.
How did you come up with the name Novity?
Well, actually, I'm so picky in everything I do. I spent about a week. I didn't want, so it could be a conglomerate eventually, you know. I could be in fashion business. I could be in construction. I don't know yet. I love fashion. So I said, Novity Consulting. I didn't want anything like solutions, technology, because I didn't want the name to be tied to a particular thing. So if it's a conglomerate, it could be anything, you know, Novity.
Okay.
Fashion. So I really
kind of like Virgin Atlantic, you know, you can go into airplanes or
exactly versatile, you know.
movies, whatever you want. Okay.
Yeah. So
that's aspirational.
I thought of a couple of other names. I wanted it to sound very different. Like I came up with the name called Quaint. So, more like quaint.
Uh-huh.
So quaint with a Z would make more sense. But then I said, no, people might not really like it. So Novity, I really liked it. So I discussed with a couple of my friends and they really liked it.
Okay. So it's kind of novel maybe?
Ideas.
Kind of innovative.
Innovative, novel ideas.
Okay.
Actually, when you look at the tagline, it is, of a tagline is initiate, innovate, and implement.
Okay. Great.
So it's more, it aligns with the name.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, that's really cool. You decided to, have you been here in Atlanta for a while? Or did you decide to start your business here in Atlanta?
No, I moved here in 2006, January, from Philadelphia.
Okay.
I initial days, I really missed Philly because it was very, it's a tri-state area. So But now I call it home. Because so I came here, I moved for work, and then so I started my company in 2013. I've been consulting all those years. And
what do you think is the current state of the entrepreneurial scene here in Atlanta?
It's pretty competitive.
Yeah.
It's very competitive. So it's about how much you give back to the community is very important, you know, how engaged you are with the local organizations, associations, and what you bring to the table is very important. Networking is a very critical thing, whom you know.
Now, you've been involved with TAG for a long time.
Yes, so I'm a board member for their BI, Business Intelligence and Analytics Society, for about 1.5 years.
Okay.
And I'm also involved with ATP, Atlanta Telecommunications Professionals. Last year, I've been on their judging panel for their Innovation Awards, and this year, too. So that, and with Women in Technology, I volunteer a lot, and Women in Technology and TechBridge.
Okay. So pretty large community of people who are active and that you're active with.
Yeah, I mean, it's like paid forward, you know. So, yeah, first, I believe in giving first before taking it from people. So.
Great. This has been kind of a pretty cool event today. Lots of activity and a lot of good thoughts. Tell us about your impressions about Vistage. Are you a member or?
Not really. I mean, I my carpenter. So he called me and he said there's an event and you'd be a perfect fit. I said then I looked around, you know, about the website, and I said let me give it a shot. And I'm totally impressed. Actually, I'm really impressed with the kind of people. They're pretty highly accomplished, and it's really amazing to be connected with people here.
Great. Well, yeah. That's you know, I think it's an interesting community of folks, and you know, whether it's a key group or a CEO group, they really do a great job bringing ideas to folks on a monthly basis, and then doing large events like this where there's a lot of good ideas.
And also, you get to understand, or you get to have a different perspective from people, different angles, how they really attack a problem, or. You know, so I was talking to somebody here, and he said that he's been a member for over 3 years now, and he has me completely sold on Vistage. So, and the kind of value he gets from this whole you know, organization is absolutely amazing.
Right. Good. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic.
True value for money.
Sounds like you interact, you know, in a consulting way with a lot of companies. How do you help them innovate or accelerate their business from a technology standpoint?
It's not just only technology, also on the business side. Last week I was talking to somebody. She's one of the executives for a large enterprise. And she said, Cal, I heard about your company. I would like to know, how do you approach clients in innovative solutions? It's not understanding, going to clients and say, oh, what are your pain points? Instead of that, how do you approach? I said, the better way is to understand the industries before you approach the executives. So understanding the industry would give you in-depth knowledge of where that company is, and comparable analysis, basically. So where they are and where they should be.
Where they could be or should be.
Should be.
Yeah.
And what are they missing? And what are the factors, you know, they need to consider in order to. So it could be redefining their KPIs, their, you know, their goals, their disciplinary values.
Right.
Yeah. So basically asking the right question is key.
Okay.
To the interviews. So that's innovative, is, you know, instead of asking for their pain points and just giving them the solutions, it's more like counseling.
Yeah.
Right? In counseling, they don't really tell you anything. They just ask you questions and make you realize, oh, I know what I want.
Right.
Basically, it's thought-provoking, you know. You just have to
And then you bring your team in and really help them execute.
Brainstorm with them, and we do interviews with the team, the key stakeholders, and then we recommend solutions. We do assessment, mm-hmm. fact findings, okay. and see where the gaps are, and then it could be redefining their metrics. You okay. know,
what was a recent project that you worked on that you were particularly proud of?
Actually, it's a multi-billion-dollar company, which is really big in Atlanta market. Uh-huh. So they had all these big firms as vendors. I felt very proud when they called us, and especially the CTO. He said, "Hey, Cal, maybe you can help us in this area." So basically assessment of third-party vendor and how do you reduce cost and improve efficiencies. Mm-hmm. So basically looking at their estimating models and where is their knowledge base and how does the whole process flow from business to technology and how do you measure the success of a project. So that's basically we did the assessment, mm-hmm. and we did recommend short-term and long-term
goals.
And so
is that typical for your project that you'll make recommendations and then stay to implement them, or is it typically more of a managerial consulting, you'll go in and then leave them to do the implementation themselves?
No, we do everything. So we don't just leave them with the recommendations. We don't just set the stage. We set the stage, and they should be more realistic, you know. So we take the responsibility of showing them, mm-hmm. and quantifying as to what they can really gain by implementing this.
Okay.
So we assess, we design, and then we deploy, okay. and we support.
Great. As you kind of think, one of the themes of today is Vision 2020. As you think forward 5 years, where do you hope your business will be?
Well, I have great aspirations, but I don't know how things. Definitely, it's competitive, mm-hmm. for sure. It's competitive, and how well you perform. And usually, we don't like to promise something which we cannot follow through. Then mm-hmm. you are like you. It's a small. It's a closed community here. So I try to stay on top of it, and men are realistic. I don't want to say that, we would be, we would be a billion-dollar company in 2020.
Right.
But definitely there are opportunities,
mm-hmm.
in the niche areas. So the trend right now, there are a lot of opportunities, and you need to have a compelling story to the business to share what value a project can bring in.
Right.
Right? So even if the business really wants to go ahead with initiate a project, still then the business is very particular about what value you're bringing.
Mm-hmm.
How is it affecting the strategy side of the business?
Right.
So as long as you think you can provide that, and you have a compelling story to present, I think we can succeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We really appreciate your coming today. Before we go, tell me the best business advice you've ever received.
Well, usually I don't like to take advices.
Okay.
Maybe I do, politely. I do nod my head. I don't put straight faces.
Sometimes you ignore advice.
Uh-huh. No, but I do, unless... So one of the advices which probably really matches with my attitude, probably, uh-huh. they said, don't take too many advices. Somebody told me that, because... I do agree on that, because everybody has their own perspective, so
right.
it'll only clutter your mind, mm-hmm. it'll confuse. So too many advisors, follow your instinct,
mm-hmm.
and take risk.
Right.
Turn those risks into opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Isn't it great?
That is. That's,
I just love it.
Well, that's great advice for every entrepreneur out there, and follow your instinct and don't be afraid to take the risks.
And also, I always tell people that if somebody gives you a free advice, you don't value it because it's free, right? Unless you really fall down and come up and, you know, you learn the hard way.
Right.
You will never learn.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe in that.
Yeah. Great. Well, so. It's been really great to get to know you and know your company, and we wish you continued success, and thank you for taking time out of your day to talk to us here.
Thank you so much. It is just my pleasure to be here.
How can our listeners learn more about your company?
We have a website. So it's www.novityinc.com. And they can also look me up on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Cal Upladaryam. I know my last name sounds... I think it's not harder than Schwarzenegger, but still...
it's a beautiful last name, and it starts with UPPA, so it's really easy on LinkedIn to do that.
No, I have my full last name, so UPPALADADIAM. So.
Great. Very easy. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for being with us, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Oh, you do have a wonderful day.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.